Atlanta is back for season 3, and the FX series is still going there.
That's just gonna make it harder for me and other black kids who are actually talented. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but he black, though.
That don't mean I gotta help him, right? I mean, yeah, he's black, but he's still scamming.
Well, you mean, so white kids be scamming all the time. Hell, you think TikTok is? Black kids need to scam them all.
That's Donald Glover's Ernest and Brian Tyree Henry's Alfred Paperboy Miles. Brian Tyree Henry joins us now from Atlanta, appropriately. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
So season 3 of Atlanta is a little bit different because you guys are barely in Georgia. Like, your character, Paperboy, is now a successful rapper, and this season finds him on tour in Amsterdam and the UK and Hungary. So why take this season on the road and away from Atlanta?
Well, I think that is a kind of way of knowing that you have made it successfully, right? Once you become international. What's great about this season is that you get to see Alfred lean into that a little bit more. You get to see him really, really understand that he is now basically like a pop star. He has reached far and wide. You know, I had this joke of like, man, you really know that you've made it when white people are running up to you speaking different languages.
I mean, you mentioned like what it means to make it big. And was it always a given that there would be a season 3 of Atlanta, because all of y'all, the main actors on this show, done made it big, right?
Like, Atlanta, Atlanta does something so crazy where we have created this universe that really reflects us back to ourselves. And yeah, like after season 2, well, even like beginning of season 1, our lives just like went all over the place. Like, yeah, every single one of us
were
like,
all right, Marvel movies, right?
Yeah. Like, me and Alfred just have so much more in common than, like, we have. I hold him very close to my heart.
Yeah.
Because Alfred has done this remarkable thing of protecting me and being able to stand up for me in places that Brian never felt like he could stand up for himself. And then I feel like such a responsibility of protecting him and showing him things that he's never seen. And I know that this sounds crunchy granola. I know this sounds like, you know what I mean? I know it sounds so actor-y, but it's true, man.
It's because the process. Like, it
really
is. Craft.
Like, you know, I really care about this man, man. Yeah. I really, really care about Alfred. And the biggest thing that I wanted is for everyone to care about him too.
Yeah.
You know, especially being black in America, we are always in survival mode. Like, there's always us trying to survive, and we rarely get a chance to experience what it's like to live. And so what I find this season is you get to see Alfred truly like living.
And he opens up a bit. Like, when you as Paperboy have lost your phone and you've been interrogating this really annoying guy who you think has the phone, it's right. Not going anywhere, the interrogation. And like, Paperboy, Alfred, opens up about why, you know, he really needed that phone. I think we got a clip of that.
Tonight, I was out there on the dock before the show, and I finally heard it. I finally heard him. My voice, I heard him, man, loud and clear. Like, and he was singing this melody, man. He was singing this melody like he was a kid on a bus, and I started singing with him. And it was, and I recorded that on the phone. If I don't get it back now, then I'm afraid I'm gonna lose it forever.
What I love about your performance is there is that depth there. Paperboy has made it, but there's a part of him that doesn't seem happy. So like what did you tap into for that, to make that scene work?
Wow. I remember that scene very, very vividly because it's how I felt about my life. I remember thinking, you know, so I'm an actor now.
Yeah.
You know, like, so now I'm an actor and people are telling me left and right that I should be happy and I should be celebrating. Mm. And I remember a lot of that was when I was really, really deep in grief of my mother. Mm. And I was like, well, how can I in any way celebrate the success of what this is when I've lost so much? And I remember especially feeling like that in 2020. I remember I had just finished Eternals and, you know, I had done this Marvel movie, like playing this role that I was incredibly proud of. And just, you know, now we're sitting down dealing with this pandemic and dealing with laws and dealing with social injustice in the streets. And everyone is telling me that you're doing great. Like, everything is great. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, the world is on fire. Yeah. The world is on fire. What if there is no comeback from this? What if there's, like, I just grapple with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
no.
As I'm sure we all did. Yeah. And I'm sure we all did. And so we feel like other people know what's better for us than we do ourselves. But I have come to learn as Brian that instinctually I was built to always listen to my heart. And I think that Alfred is finding the same thing with him. So when you see him sitting with this kid, not Earn, not Darius, not anyone else, he's sitting with this complete stranger, because sometimes you find solace in giving your heart to complete strangers sometimes because... Mm-hmm. You know, there's no winning or losing. It's just somebody to listen. And I think, you know, those moments when Alfred feels like he's being listened to are truly rewarding for me, Brian, to play, because I always am trying to find someone to listen to my heart, I feel, sometimes, because I'm always so busy and I'm always doing this and I'm playing this character over here. But I think that I'm always just waiting for a moment for somebody to truly hear me say, hey, acting isn't always what I wanted to do. I didn't really know that this was what my life was going to be. I didn't know that these doors were going to open up like that. And yo, I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
You know, I get scared that, one, it will all go away at any given moment. I get scared that I might become stagnant. You know, I don't want to drown in it. I don't want to lose the fibers that make me. I don't want to lose that 11-year-old kid that put like movie posters up in his locker. You know, I don't want to lose that kid that truly, truly went to the movie theaters like on a weekend and watched three movies at one time with a bucket of popcorn and was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And so it's a work in progress. And I think that you're meeting Alfred in that as well. But when he really is anchored, when he's really anchored and being able to be vulnerable, I think that that's where he shines the brightest. So I, Brian, am also trying to let that reflect in me as well.
I wanted to tell you this, and I didn't know what, because I didn't want you to be offended, because I know you are an actor, and you know, this is a craft. But when I first saw Atlanta, I did not realize you were, like, a trained. I don't know why, because I had never seen a character like this. I grew up in North Carolina that felt so
You're
real.
In North Carolina, too? Where are you from?
Durham. I'm from Durham.
I'm from Fayetteville.
Oh, so you're from Neville? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm from Durham.
This is crazy. I love this. See, family everywhere.
Yes, yes. So I'm from Durham. And so when I saw Paperboy, I was like, I thought they went out in Atlanta and found somebody and said, hey, can you act? Like, this from the block.
One of the, that right there is one of the most amazing compliments I could ever get in my career, when, especially, you know, because you're my folk, you know what I mean? Like, you're my folk. So, like, when people say that to me, I'm always incredibly honored, because that's what I wanted. I really wanted to make sure that he was as authentic to what I knew my folk to be.
Yes.
And I didn't want to, like, ham him up. I didn't want him to, you know. And I also wanted to respect the city of Atlanta, you know, because Atlanta is where I discovered who the hell I was. Like, you know, I was here from 18 to 22 years old, and I was in these streets. Like, I'm going to just say I was in these streets at 18. I was having the time of my life, you know, and like, I loved it here, and it developed me, and I wanted to make sure, like, when I got this script and I saw that the show itself was called Atlanta, I was like, well, that's the fifth character, the city in and of itself. And if Alfred is going to be, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but it also comes, like, there's sacrifices to fame. You know, fame is a scary thing. It is especially scary when you're navigating it as a person of color, because, you know, you're being told, hey, actually, you're up on this level, and then you go somewhere and they're like, we don't know you. I don't know you. I don't really, like, you know, like, I still have to.
Have you experienced that?
Oh, absolutely. Like, absolutely. Like, that's never going to change. Like, that's like, let's be really, really real. That's never going to change. But I think the way that it has affected me is different. I can kind of, like, laugh at it now and also be very aware of where to spend my time and where to spend my money. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm better now for knowing the difference.
Brian Tyree Henry stars in Atlanta. Its third season is airing now on FX. Brian Tyree Henry, thank you so much for joining us today. And whenever I see you, I'm going to expect to see acting. With a capital
I'll make sure. For sure. Thank you for everything.